Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This bill completely fails to deliver what most of our conference supported in tying the disbursement of Ukraine aid to real reductions of illegal immigration at the southern border. It was the only way we knew to make Biden do his job.
Florida's Rick Scott is one of many Republican senators voicing opposition to the $100 billion foreign aid package that passed the upper house. The 70-29 final total included a majority of Democrats voting for assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and civilians in those wars, while Republicans were split. Despite demands from conservatives and opposition from former President Donald Trump, the package did not include border security provisions. Now the bill heads to the House, though it's uncertain whether it will even get a vote. President Joe Biden is urging Speaker Mike Johnson to bring it to the floor immediately, accusing some Republicans, including Trump, of helping Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching. Failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten.
By a very close, nearly perfect party-line vote, the House impeached Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the first cabinet secretary to face that in a century and a half. While Republicans are seeing this as a victory, it's unlikely to advance in the democratically controlled Senate. Labor leaders and members of Congress came together to rally for fair pay nationally and for Washington to fully fund the government. Under the structure of the current continuing resolution, agencies' budgets won't go past early March. Florida Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a bad time for a shutdown.
We can't shut down any part of it at this point. Not with the housing crisis we have right now. Not with our veterans being left out right now. Not with retirees needing what they need right now.
Massachusetts voters are being encouraged to complete mail-in ballot applications ahead of March's primary. The state has no excuse early voting and mail-in ballots, meaning voters don't need to give a reason for voting in those ways. Julia Kupferman with Massachusetts Voter Table says more than 500,000 have applied to get mail-in ballots for the next three elections.
That way they don't have to coordinate for another mail ballot. They can just have any and all sent to them and do it from the comfort of their homes.
A fierce snowstorm depressed turnout in the special New York election to replace expelled Representative George Santos. Democrat Thomas Suozzi represented the district before running for governor 2 years ago. He faces Republican Mosley Pillip, a freshman Nassau County legislator. Surveys show a close race with Suozzi barely ahead. That and late closing polls could mean a long night. Recent polls show voters aren't so eager to have incumbent elected officials stay in office. More than 60% of voters said President Biden doesn't deserve re-election, but more than two-thirds want new faces in Congress. While Biden's polls could improve, it's less likely for those in Congress. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?